أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فذوقوا بما نسيتم لقاء يومكم هذا إنا نسيناكم وذوقوا عذاب الخلد بما كنتم تعملون. In the previous ayats, Allah تبارك وتعالى explained about the sufferings of the non-believers in this world. Yeah, in this ayat now, Allah explains what their sufferings will be on the day of Qiyamah. Those who did not believe in Allah Ta'ala, it will be said to them, فَذُوقُوا بِمَا نَسِيتُمْ لِقَاءَ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا. So ab chakho maza, jaise tumne bhula diya tha is apne din ke milne ko. Now taste of the punishment, taste of your folly and your evil action of not believing on this day, and you lived as though you had completely forgotten the day of Qiyamah. As mentioned yesterday, one of the main objections of the kuffar, the non-believers, that they could just not understand, comprehend that the human beings will be resurrected, brought back to life again on the day of Qiyamah. Also, one point we should note and take lesson for ourselves, Allah says that for your, the punishment will be for your forgetting the day of Qiyamah. That is, we should not live our life also in this world as though there is no Qiyamah, no Hisab, Kitab, no resurrection that we will be doing. And we just living it up for this world. That is the way of the non-believers. That we're only keeping dunya in mind and we just want to enhance and promote our dunya and we forget our akhirat. Inna nasinakum, humne bhi bhula diya tumko. In return of that, Allah said, we will also forget you. Of course, Allah does not forget any of His creation. That is, now we will also treat you as though you are a forgotten people. That you have got nothing to do with us, Allah will not care about them at all on the day of Qiyamah. And not only that, they will be like a forgotten people, وَذُوقُوا عَذَابَ الْخُلْدِ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. اور چکھو عذاب صدا کا عوض اپنے کیے کا. And now taste of that punishment that will be forever and ever. And it isn't that we made any zulam, that we have oppressed you and given you this punishment, but this is just a reflection of what you did in the world. The return of it has come in this way. Whatever a person does, there is a return of all his actions. For example, you speak to somebody nicely, you get good words and a good treatment in return. You speak bad to somebody, you swear him, etc., you will get blows in return. So our actions, all our actions have got a reaction. So on the day of Qiyamah, how we had lived our life, like that we will get the compensation of that. إِنَّمَا يُؤْمِنُ بِآيَاتِنَا الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرُوا بِهَا خَرُّوا سُجَّدًا وَسَبَّحُوا بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ وَهُمْ لَا يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ. This is a sajda ayat. I've read it aloud now, and we all have to make sajda. When we finish now, then we should make our sajda. Allah Ta'ala says that was the condition of those who lived their life as though Qiyamah does not exist. On the other hand, those people who lived correctly, إِنَّمَا يُؤْمِنُ بِآيَاتِنَا, ہماری باتوں کو وہی مانتے ہیں. It is those people who believed in our talks and who followed what we had said, جب ان کو سجایا ان سے گر پرے سجدہ کر کر. And whenever they were explained of the talks of Allah, they immediately accepted those talks. Outwardly, they made their sajdas also. And they humbled themselves in front of Allah Ta'ala. Sujjadaw, wasabbahu bihamdi rabbihim. Aur paak zaat ko yaad kare apne rab ki khubiyo ke saath. And they remember Allah Ta'ala with the praises of Allah. They've recognized Allah, got the ma'rifat of Allah, and now they are continuously engaged in the praises of Allah Ta'ala. وَهُمْ لَا يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ. اور وہ برائی نہیں کرتے. And they don't have any pride in them. They are not shy to make sajda to Allah Ta'ala. That is also a quality of a believer, that he does not shy away from the worship of Allah. He does not shy away from identifying himself as a Muslim. not only when we are in our own circles, whether we are in town, whether we are in offices, whether we are in airports, in the aeroplane, we should not be shy of our identity. And when it's time for namaz, we should not be shy to make sajda, bow down, make ruku, etc. This is the greatest ibadat which we have been blessed with, and we should not be shy and hide it away. Also, we should understand many people are very happy that in our country, in our airport, the government or the airport people have given us a musalla for ourselves. It's like a great achievement. In actual fact, they have hidden our dawat away in one corner. Previously, there were Muslims who made namaz in front of all. Now they don't, and this is one of the greatest dawahs which a Christian priest who accepted Islam of France himself had said, that the performance of namaz is a great, great attraction for the Christians towards Islam. The postures of namaz. Now to hide it away, they put us in one corner somewhere in the airport. Previously we made namaz everywhere. So a Muslim, one of his advisors was, wherever we are, at filling stations, at railway stations, airports, make our namaz, call our adhan and maintain our Islamic dressing. He says, you people don't realize, but this is a great Christian attraction for us Christians towards Islam. And we very well know, even Christians admit and know, that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam's dressing was like this. And they also realize his worship and ibadat was also like this. So we shouldn't be shy, and we should call out our azans and make our namazes. These are those people, Allah Ta'ala says, تَتَجَافَ جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَوَاجِعِ جُدَا رِحْتِهِ اُنْكِ كَرْوَتِ اپنے سونے کی جگہ سے. Their sides remain separated from their sleeping places. That is, they remain awake. This means that they make awwabin namaz for one. That they make the Isha namaz. They don't sleep away without making Isha. And it also refers to tahajjud namaz. That they make their tahajjud namaz. Anyway, these who humble themselves and turn to Allah, يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا اور پکارتے ہیں اپنے رب کو ڈر سے اور لالچ سے. And they call upon Allah Ta'ala in the fear of Allah and also eager to get the favors of Allah Ta'ala. In other words, they are gone mad in the love of Allah and all the time calling upon Allah Ta'ala. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنفِقُونَ اور ہمارا دیا ہوا کچھ خرچ کرتے ہیں. And what we have given them, or wealth, etc., they spend also. The basic is the zakat they pay, 2.5%. More than that also they give in charity in the love of Allah Ta'ala. And what is in store for such people? فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ عَيُنْ. So کسی جی کو معلوم نہیں جو چھپا دھری ہے ان کے واسطے آنکھوں کی. So no soul knows, no person knows what Allah has kept hidden of great enjoyment for them in the year after. Qurratul Ain means great, great enjoyment. They will be so pleasantly surprised of what Allah will give them. Those who live their lives correctly in this world, what they will get in the year after. And all this will be also jaza'am bima kanu ya'malun. Badla uska jo karte the, the reward of what they had done. Wrongdoers will get their reward, and the right doers will get their reward. In this dunya they are both not the same, in akhirat also they will not be the same. They will be completely separate. Now Allah poses a beautiful question to make us understand this matter even more clearly. فَمَنْ كَانَ مُؤْمِنًا كَمَنْ كَانَ فَاسِقًا بھلا ایک جو ہے ایمان پر برابر ہے اس کے جو نافرمان ہے. A person, think for yourself, who is on iman, can he be equal to a person who is a non-believer? No, there is a great, great difference. Today we should also understand that in our business places, in our schools, at universities, etc., we all live like one, as though we are one. We must know believers are completely different from non-believers. Our eating ways are different. Our toilet ways are different. Our dressing is different. We should keep our identity, and we should not just mix in with them and just live as they live. We have got our own identity, and we must maintain that identity. فَلَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ الْمَعْوَى. And for those people, لَا يَسْتَعُونَ, نَهِي بَرَابَرْ هُوتِ. The two are never the same, the believers and the non-believers. So even in this world, where there we will want Jannat and we will want to be separated from them, in this world also our life should be such that we are a separate people. Not of arrogance and pride, we are superior, but it is a distinct way of life that we have got. So we should maintain our identity and maintain our way of life. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله.